A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Chav Ches. Baba Metzia 28a, pagination is 55. We're starting from the Mishnah, middle of the line, just about middle in the large lines on the page. Masnisen. Vad Masa Chayev Lahachriz. How long does a person have to announce this object that he found, giving people a chance to see if it's theirs and come and claim it through simanim, through signs? Ad kidei sheyedu bo shechenav divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, until his neighbors know, meaning in the place where it was found, they know that this item was found, and they are the likely people who lost it, or if they had guests, so they're the point of contact to find out if we can identify the person who lost it. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, Shalosh Regalim, it requires three holidays. This is the time of the Beis HaMikdash when there was Aliyah L'Regel, people coming up to Yerushalayim, and that's how it was structured. Va'achar HaRegel O'acharon Shiva Yamin. And after the last of the three holidays in which he was announcing the item, he would wait 7 days, Kedei She'yelech Leveso Shlosha, so that the probable loser of the item can go home. He would rush home in 3 days, for Yaksa Shloshe, and he would come back in 3 days, for Yachriz Yom Echad, and there was 1 day allotted to connect the person who lost it with the person who found it. He would have a chance to announce that he's indeed the one who's missing the item. Now, this last statement, that it takes 7 days for a person to return home and come back, which indicates a 3-day travel for a person to get home, is something which the Gemara explores, because we actually have a different tradition as to how long it takes to get to the further areas of Eretz Yisrael, from a most interesting source. The Gemara tells us, third line into the Gemara, Bishlosha b'mar cheshvan shol l'nesag yishamim, Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'zayin bo, there was a discussion as to when we start asking for rain after Sukkot. Let's realize that when we start Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, mentioning rain in the davening, which we start on Shmini Atzeres, that's only mentioning rain. But as the Gemara in Tainis explains, we don't actually ask for rain at that time. We're just praising Hashem about the power of rain, and then we first ask for rain a certain number of days after Sukkot, allowing for people to travel home. We're not going to ask for rain at a time that it would inconvenience all those travelers who were Ola L'Regel, came to Yerushalayim for the holiday. And therefore, Tes Vav Yom Achar HaChag, 15 days after the holiday, Kedei She'yagia Achron Shabe'eretz Yisrael L'Nahar Paras, allowing the last people to make it to the place of the Euphrates. Amar Rav Yosef, so the first answer is, Lokasha kam b'mikdash rishon kam b'mikdash sheni. Rav Yosef answered, it depends if you're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash had much more people, so the assumption is they lived much further. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were less people, so the assumption is they were closer and it took less time to travel to the furthest areas. Amalei Abaye, but 4 lines later, Abaya objects and says it's not true. The people lived in the same areas as they had lived in their chelek, in their portion in Eretz Yisrael, even though there were less people. But they didn't suddenly live all closer together. They lived in their regular places. And therefore Abaya says, on the contrary, it would take more time for the Jews in the second Beis HaMikdash to reach their places because there were less caravans. There was less travel because there were less people. And therefore, Rava gives an answer about 7 lines up. Lo Shana Mikdash Rishon, Lo Shana Mikdash Sheni. Makes no difference if you're talking first Beis HaMikdash or second Beis HaMikdash. Lo etrichu Rabbonon ba'aveda yosa midai. The Rabbonon did not impose on the finder of this object more than reasonable. So 7 days accommodates a person who wants to rush home and rush back. It accommodates. It's at least a cheshbon. It's a calculation to allow a person enough time to retrieve his object. But it's not accommodating even the people who travel with families all the way to the furthest areas. Okay. Let's turn over. Second side of the daf on the second line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Barishona, originally, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Komi Shematza Aveda, anybody who found a lost object, Hayamach Rizala Shalosha Rigolim, as we said, 3 holidays. So, for example, Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkis, Va'achar Aregel Acharon Shiva Yomim, and then after the last holiday, 7 additional days, Kedesha Yelech Shlosha, V'yachse Shlosha, V'yachris Yom Echad, to accommodate the person if he wanted to rush home, check if it's his, rush back, and announce to find the finder. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, however, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, editorial note, Sheyibana B'mheira V'yameinu, which we hope will be rebuilt speedily in our days. End editor's note. Hiskinu sheyuhu machrizin bevatei kinesios ubevatei midrashos. They made a legislation that we should simply announce it in the Jewish places of gathering, the shuls and yeshivas, and that would suffice as publicity in the area in which it was found. Umisharabuhu anasim, and once the forceful people became many, hiskinu sheyuhu modiyam l'shechenav ulumodav v'dayu. They made a legislation that all you have to do is announce it to your neighbors and to those that you know, those that you trust. And that's your level of publicity, and that's sufficient. The Gemara asks, "My misherabahu anasim." What does it mean? The forceful people increased. Da amri avedasa lamalka. These are the people who said that lost objects go to the monarchy, to the king, and that's totally off base. Lost objects don't go to the monarchy, and therefore Chazal said, we're not going to force you to publicize it in a now reckless manner. Instead, in a reasonable manner, you publicize it, and we will assume that whoever really did lose it will be in touch with you. Rav Ami Ashkach Odio de Dinri. Rav Ami, the story is related, once found coins. Chazayahu bar Nashtika Mirsas, and a person watched him and saw that he was afraid. He was concerned about something. Amalei, and the person told him, Zil shkol lenafshach, go take it for yourself. De lav parsoi anan, de amri avedos lamalka, we are not among those people who subscribe to this concept that lost objects should go to the king. Tanu Rabbanon, one final piece for today, I'd like to squeeze in. Even Toen Hoysa Birushalayim. There was a stone called the Claimant Stone in Yerushalayim. Kol Misha Avda Lo Aveda, anybody who lost something, Nifne Lasham, would gravitate to that place. V'chol Misha Motza Aveda Nifne Lasham, and anybody who found something would gravitate to that place. Ze Omid Umachriz, this one would get up and announce. V'ze Omid V'nosen Simonim, and the other one would get up and give the signs that it's indeed his object. V'notla, and he would be allowed to take it. That was the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It was apparently a high stone, like a platform. V'zuhi Sheshaninu, and this is what we learnt in the story of Choni HaMagol in Meseches Tainis. Tzu'u ure'u im nimchas even hatoen. Choni HaMagol said, tell me, did the water reach this stone such that we could reach the conclusion that there's enough rain or there's too much rain as it related to that story? The Ben Yehoyada writes that the word toein, a claim, has additional meaning over here because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects, is a great melitz, a great advocate for the Jewish people, for the people who have strayed, and Hashem should give them, he should facilitate, he should give them the opportunity to return in teshuvah. Just as the lost object is being returned, and with such effort, with all kinds of halachas, how can we go and responsibly return the lost object? So too, a Jew that has strayed is like a lost object vis-a-vis the Jewish people. Es achai anochi mevakesh, I seek my brother. And Hashem should facilitate their return, betshuva, to the Jewish people. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.